You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Move. Dance.
Sing along. This is Unplugged
on 702.
Right, so right now we bring you 702 Unplugged. That's where we bring you a live performance from a South African artist. And this afternoon, Jethro Tate returns to bring you another Unplugged. He started playing guitar at the age of 13, and he took his first steps into the industry when he signed a deal with Universal in 2013. But he was part of a boy band called Four, which went on to win the X Factor talent show, the South African version. And they went on, of course, to perform. They shared the stage with bands like One Direction and, oh, the one and only Nicki Minaj. And then he went solo. Jethro decided to go solo. And he's been doing particularly well with his career since he decided to do so, collaborating with Pascal and Pierce, for instance. He's had hits that have charted particularly well on radio, getting lots of airplay. And now he joins us just for a catch up since we last had him 2 years ago. Good afternoon, Jethro.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Lovely to have you back on the show. Has all been well? How's the past year been?
Yeah, it's been good and bad.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we know things have shut down a lot and it's been particularly hard on the entertainment industry. Mm. But yeah, I've got through. I'm still here, survived. So yeah, it's going all right.
Have you been doing a lot of songwriting? Because you are one of those artists who is a singer-songwriter, you know, not something that many artists can claim to be.
Yeah, so I've done a lot of writing over this time. Mm. Spent a lot of time in my home studio working on some new music that I'll hopefully be putting out very soon.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been good on that aspect to kind of get creative and work on new things.
I must say, I was quite excited that you did a song with Craig Lucas. Love Craig Lucas. I know you've written for him. I mean, songs like Smother and the collaborations you've had with him before. This was certainly coming, right?
Yeah, it was a long time coming. Craig and I have obviously written together, like you said, and we have a really good relationship and we work off of each other really well.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came time to release Weirdo as a single, he was the first person I thought of to get on the track, because I know he's also spoken about dealing with similar things. And yeah, we've just got a really good connection on the music front, and he felt like the perfect fit for the song.
Yes, but tell our listeners about what Weirdo is all about, what you wrote for that particular song, because it's also found resonance with introverts, with you know, even in your lyrics, you know, you describe what it feels like. People have that social anxiety in a world that expects you to relish really being outward and being extroverted about your life.
Yeah, so the song talks a lot about just really feeling out of place in the world and struggling to just kind of feel where you fit in.
Mm.
I think, yeah, also in music, it's expected of you to be outgoing and to sell yourself, and you kind of make it through your connections. And it's been quite difficult to do that when you're not very outgoing and you find it very hard to speak to people. So yeah, I just felt like it was something that I wanted to put out and just explain a bit about who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a lot of people that kind of deal with similar things, so I guess it also helps people not feel as alone.
Yeah,
or feeling that way.
Yes.
So yeah, it felt important to me to kind of say those things.
Yeah, because then do you struggle with the performative aspects, not the performance, right, as in singing the music? Because that is doing the work. You're doing the singing, the performing. That is the work you sign up for, right? And lots of artists would find that easy to do. It's like once we switch on the mics, I'm all good. It's only when it's the other aspects, you know, that surround this work that you love, that can often be that can require a performance, that are quite performative.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize that it is like, it's not just the music, it's a business as well. You need to be able to sell yourself, and there's a lot of behind the scene thing that go into releasing a song and kind of making it as an artist. You have to be somewhat a people's person and connect with people even if it's something that doesn't really come very naturally to you. So yeah, it is quite difficult sometimes to switch on and be on all the time around people. But it's something that comes with the territory, I guess.
Yes. So Jethro, I want to look at the songwriting process. I was listening to a writer the other day saying that anyone who wants to be a writer obviously has to read prolifically. And even initially, he was advocating for memorization. You know, you must read prolifically everything and anything, the classics, and study the writings of others. Poetry, particularly, you know, is perhaps a very high form of writing and expression. And to some extent, songwriting fits within poetry because you have to write in such a succinct fashion and, of course, bring forth emotions, express the heart of what emotions actually are and what they feel like. What is your approach and how do you feed the songwriting side of you? Because you've set your sights on becoming one of the country's top singer-songwriters.
Yeah, songwriting has always been super weird for me because it's something that I never thought I would get into. It's something I never planned to get into. I didn't even know songwriting for people was a thing. I just kind of fell into it.
Yeah.
And for me, songwriting has always felt very like, I don't know how else to describe it aside from like spiritual, because it kind of like always feels like it's come from nowhere, if that makes sense. Like I've never really sat and thought about, I'm going to write a song about this now and I have to say this. I kind of just start playing around with chords and start humming things until I find words that just seem to like come out. So I don't know if everyone writes that way, but for me, it's always kind of felt very, very like out of nowhere. Like it comes from within and it's, yeah, I get things out. I guess it's therapy for me as well.
Right. And then, putting them out in the world. Is there another kind of process that goes with that?
Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, obviously you have to then work around getting the production done and getting a final product. So there's a lot of like refining that goes on once you've written your lyrics and your music. And then it's obviously getting it ready to start like putting it out onto radio and all those things and start thinking about how you're going to explain the song, which is something I always find very difficult because, like I said, the songs always feel like they come from, like I don't know where they come from. So it's sometimes very difficult for me to explain what I'm talking about in the lyrics.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that go into it, obviously. I just take it as it comes.
The mystery. I think there's something fascinating about the mystery. As you say, you don't know where they come from. I think it was Quincy Jones who said, whenever he makes music, of course, he prepares, gets the artists in. He does all the things that need to be done. And then, of course, there's the recording. But he always leaves like 5 to 10%. I can't remember which percentage he gives, but he always leaves room for the divine, for the magic, for that mystery to do its part, you know. And he recognizes that it's not all on me. It's not really all up to me.
Yeah, for sure. It's 100% like that. I mean, there's a lot of things in music that just feel like they come from somewhere else. Like you can't even try claim that it was like, I can't claim it was all me. It's coming from somewhere. I don't know where.
So you've done 3 songs for us this afternoon. Sad, Weirdo, which is the song that you and Craig Lucas partnered on, not just, you know, in songwriting, but obviously in the performing it as well. And then, of course, your hit Running Wild. Thank you so much, Jethro.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. And it's been really good being back.
Yes, looking forward to it. Check it out. We've got Jethro Tate on another Unplugged performance. It's been about 2 years since he's been on the show and maturing and continuing to bring you quality music.